education, entertainment. It's edutainment with the Data Doctors on News Radio 620 KTAR.
Hey, are you one of those that has to, or that's been trying to send large files like pictures and things through your email and it keeps coming back?
Yeah, I don't. I don't send pictures. I just send entire DVD movies
or hard drive
in an email.
Send my C drive. To
yeah,
my
I want to back it up, so I just sent it to you so you could hold it for me.
Well, that does go on, and
I know.
If you're a subscriber to our newsletter, you got a little tip if you're using Outlook and Outlook Express or some various ways to get large files across that weird wide web. If you want to get it to folks across the pond.
You know what's the funny thing is email was never designed really from the beginning to send files. It
yes.
was designed to send mail.
And look what happened as a result of sending files. We have worms, viruses, worldwide destruction.
If people were using it the way it was originally intended, which was to send messages to people, each other, to send a letter to each other, yeah, we would eliminate all those things in that way anyway.
Yeah, try to be a purist over there.
I know. Not me, though. I send attachments all
the time. You're supposed to use the www, because that's the right way.
The wibbidi bibbidi bibbidi.
All right. Anyway, we're talking about, or actually, we're not talking about anymore. We're offering to talk about homework resources. But most of the information we have for you parents that are looking for help on helping your kids with homework is at our website, datadoctors.com. Click on the radio show section and have at it. It's a smorgasbord.
It is.
That's like three times in a row now.
I know, he's becoming a regular guy again.
Kite sailing his way through the desert.
Well, I'm back in town, my goodness.
It's Louie.
You could have been kite sailing last night with that storm, huh? There was some windage.
Yeah, we didn't get a whole lot here in North Phoenix.
I didn't get that much out.
Oh, at my casa, we had some craziness. My kids woke up, and I went in my boy's room, and he says, hot, hot. He couldn't explain what, all this lightning and stuff going on. Yeah. That's all he could say, hot, hot. No, it's okay, come on.
Do you live in the Southeast Valley?
I live in Gilbert.
Yeah,
in the extreme east portion, almost Queen Creek.
He's in.
Well, then you probably got some of the storm as it came around.
Yeah, yes, I did.
He's at Gibbert.
Yeah,
I live in Gibbert.
I have concluded that. In fact, I got some of the emails you were just talking about.
The mail undeliverables.
Undeliverable,
uh-huh.
And it was a whole bunch of alphabetical characters, uppercase,
yeah.
Lowercase,
mixed. Junk.
Yeah,
junk.
Those are all from me.
Junk and junk and junk.
Right.
And then I got three emails. From two of them from people I know, one of them from a computer manufacturer.
Well, actually, it looked like they were from people you know, and it looked like it was from a computer
That's
manufacturer.
Right. But see attached file for detail.
Right.
You do not want to see that attached file.
Right.
Correct.
You
and
will
people
regret
who are,
it for the rest of the day, the rest of the year.
This is where blind computer users have the advantage, because they have no encouragement to see the attached file.
Because what are you talking about? They have JAWS.
Yeah.
JAWS
yeah.
tells them... Open attachment.
Please open the attachment.
That's
now.
Like that big red button that says, do not push.
Yep.
People are going to push it.
Right.
Yep.
Don't cut
well,
that
Well, it's
wire.
Just like all those horror flicks. Don't go down that dark aisle!
Yep.
Hey, actually, anybody that's interested, the current So Big Worm, if you want to see the kinds of subject lines and the attachments and all that, we've got that posted at our website. If you just go to datadoctors.com, you'll see a little virus alert button. By the way, we're always going to keep our virus alerts kind of updated in there. So
that upper left-hand corner there, you'll see it.
Anytime you're looking, just click on that, and you'll see the two most current outbreaks and the things that you can watch for that might help you.
I have a confession. The So Big virus is not really a virus.
It's not.
It's one night I decided to be silly and send out a lot of emails. And
it's a word.
It's just me.
Yeah, right.
It's just me. I'm just being silly.
You don't have that kind of capability.
I led into this intentionally because I knew you guys would want to mention your website and all that stuff.
Oh, you go, boy.
Yeah. The next few weeks, my questions are probably going to be related to getting a new computer going. Because I went out yesterday and got a laptop. It's pretty good size.
Yeah, the bigger the better when it comes to those laptops. You
yeah.
want something that's at least 30, 40 pounds.
I like the kind where you have to...
512, 80 gigabyte.
Did it come with its own hand truck?
Fireware, yeah.
You mean Firewire?
Firewire.
Firewire, yeah.
$13.94.
I'm so disappointed Louie didn't come and see me about a laptop. So disappointed, Louie.
Yeah.
You don't think I could have hooked you up properly?
Well...
You probably went and bought one of those
No, I didn't. No, I steered away from those guys.
Oh, okay.
This has kind of a middle-of-the-road customer satisfaction, but it has a whole bunch of features that
I could have given you a much better than middle-of-the-road customer satisfaction. But that's all right, Louie.
All right, anyway, so you're trying to get your old stuff onto the new stuff, and you want to talk about some of those issues.
I am just starting, and no questions about it. this week, but next week I'll probably have some.
There you go. The Chronicles of Louie and his laptop. Thank you, Louie.
Okay, guys. See you.
Adios.
All the more reason to tune in next week is to
I bet you people can't wait for that one.
Well, you see what it is he heard us pimping Adam's acronym, so he wants to do Louis's laptop, you see.
Oh, I see how that works.
Is he going to use that when he's windsurfing?
Mm-hmm. No, kite surfing. Big difference.
It gives him trajectory angles of where he ought to pitch his tent or his kite or whatever he does. I don't know.
Tech TV did a thing on those kite surfing deals.
Yeah.
You can get as high as 60. People go 60 feet in the air and can stay up in the air for 3 miles.
That's tight.
In a good windstorm.
If you took the fins off that thing, I bet you if you went out to the sand dunes, you could probably do pretty all right out there.
They probably already have something
desert
similar.
Desert extreme surf kiting with fins.
They have windsurfing for the desert already. I mean, in the sand, so... You know, it's just a matter of time.
Yeah,
it's
bring your insurance card.
All right, we breaking or are we talking to Jim?
I have no idea. We don't get those signals today, so...
All right. Let's talk to Jim.
We take Jim in real quick and at least find out what's going on.
Jim in Phoenix, you have a question for the Doctors of Data?
Doctors of Data,
Of Doctors?
Good morning, how are we?
Good morning.
So far, so good.
Good. Well, I'm a parent, but I only have a 2-year-old, and if I don't get this problem fixed, she's not going to have any homework to do anything on the computer.
So. Uh-oh.
Didn't know if the Divine Miss M filled you in, but basically what I did is I downloaded Norton Antivirus 2003 after I paid my hard-earned dollar.
Yes.
Right.
And,
it was only a dollar? Wow.
Yeah.
Not bad.
It was like 35 of them.
Mm-hmm.
And downloaded it, ran it, restarted it, and now I'm having a lot of difficulty with...
Yeah, it says now PC on our screen. It says now PC is...
That's a Qbert word.
@!! KED.
Right. I have an acronym called FUBAR.
Yes,
it is that.
Yep.
Yeah.
So how far down the bar has it been food?
Well, it's been food pretty good. I cannot access Internet Explorer, Outlook Express, which is my email. I'm getting a fatal exception. OE has occurred at a certain set of numbers.
Did it give you a module?
It gave me 0028.
No, we don't care about that.
Not the numbers, but a module.
No.
Okay.
So this is all normal stuff. It protects you from getting viruses by not allowing you to actually use your computer.
That's right. You will never catch a virus on that computer.
obviously, what you're experiencing is not normal. The Norton Antivirus 2003, we probably go through 150 copies of that a month that we sell to customers and put on customers' computers.
That's just in our store.
That's what we run on all of our computers. I mean, it's what we recommend highly to people, so it's generally not... Probably something else is the pre-existing issue.
Exactly. Okay. What version of Windows are you on?
98.
Oh. I was going to give you a quick fix, but never mind.
Well, I'm about to unplug the box and bring it into your store anyway.
You can try doing an uninstall of the Norton Antivirus, but it probably has already done its damage.
Was your machine doing anything wrong that you knew about before you installed the Norton Antivirus?
I believe I've seen that blue screen of death with that fatal OE once or twice before.
You know, once or twice with Windows 98, it's pretty normal.
And but no, it was fine. I had an older version of Norton on there.
Did you uninstall it first, or did you just stick this thing in addition?
When I installed 2003, it told me the other one was running, and I should uninstall it.
Right.
And I did.
What about firewall programs? What other utilities do you have running?
Doing zone alarm for firewall.
Did you disable that during the installation of this program?
Shouldn't make any difference.
I don't believe so. I did not, no. Did not.
Okay. There's some incompatibility or something in conflict there that's gone on, because like I said, we install this particular antivirus software all the time and don't have these kinds of problems, but generally it's towards the end of our service when any potential problems have already been cleaned up. So
have you heard our explanation about the Windows registry in the past?
No, I have not.
The Windows registry, think of it as a registry like in a hotel.
Uh-huh.
Okay, you got this book that everybody has access to, and as people check in and out, people make updates in the book, and if somebody screws up in that book,
right,
it can kind of wreak some havoc.
Yeah, room service goes to deliver, and they think they're delivering to Mr. Colburn, but it's actually...
Or worse, you got two people booked into the same room at the same time, right? First guy checks in, second guy starts to go in with a key, you know?
Right.
The person that's in there jumps up, illegal operation! Somebody's breaking into my room, call security!
Yeah, you know, I even tried to uninstall the antivirus, and it gets to a point where it wants to search the internet for something, and then, of course, my internet's not working now, because I'm on Cox.net, and it wouldn't allow me to access the internet, and I can't even uninstall 2003 now.
What wouldn't allow you to access the internet?
The process of installing?
Oh, you mean you screwed up the machine bad enough that you can't even get on the net?
Yeah, my Internet Explorer's not working. Nor
How are you with lighter fluid or charcoal fluid?
Well, I have a boat, and it's going to become an anchor very soon.
Well, you're going to need more than one.
Okay.
I've tried it. One's not enough. I've tried them.
I'm just, I'm
if
just
it's real calm waves, it might be enough, but
yeah,
otherwise not.
Yeah. I'm just wondering if it's not just worthy just to unplug it and bring it into the store and have you guys take a look at it. And,
well,
and,
it's anytime you run into you're in kind of a major kind of a issue here, so you have two issues. It's time or money. Which one would you rather spend? I mean, it's really...
Money. I have no time.
Yeah, that's
nor
the decision. That's the decision you need to make because that registry I was referring to,
right.
That book's all messed up.
Okay,
and that's
where do
why
I find that?
Where do you find it?
Yes.
If you have to ask, we're real reluctant to tell you.
Actually, I don't want to know then.
Actually, you can, but the problem is once you look at it, it'd be like looking at
Do you read kanji?
Is it all hieroglyphic?
No, but it's in very technical. It'd be like reading a very large reference book for like nuclear physics.
Okay.
You know, you're going, wow, this is really not interesting.
Well, if I can't extract what I want out of it, then what's the
Yeah, you want to get an example. We'd send you to HKey Local Machine software, Microsoft,
right.
Windows, current version. This is how we know exactly where to go because we do this all the time and live and breathe it, and it's
right.
disgusting for us, but,
right.
you know, it's the way it is.
There are roughly, there's probably 30 to 40,000 keys in your Windows registry right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, only that so. Many for him because he's running Windows 98. If you're running XP, there's a lot more.
Right,
gotcha.
So 98. Let's start with the first 10,000.
Okay. Yeah, exactly. So
oh, got to go.
What am I looking at here as far as getting this repaired if I bring it into your shop? I mean, are we talking lots of time, lots of money?
You know, until we can really see how bad the damage is, it's really, you know,
okay.
we don't. It's impossible to know. I mean, the best thing to do is, because we're short on time, give whichever store is closest to you.
The one on Camelback.
Yeah, give them a holler. Explain what's going on, and they can kind of walk you through some things on the phone.
Thanks for the free commercial, by the way.
Yeah.
Sure. Can I get the number and a contact person over there?
Sure, I'll give you the number. 602-277-8300.
Okay.
And you'll talk to probably either, Brian, Richard, or Justin, I'd imagine, but it would be answering if you're calling today.
Okay.
I don't
yeah,
know who's on today.
They may be a little sleepier on Saturdays. They're a lot sharper during the week. Saturdays, they're kind of just there.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. And you're paying them their salary.
The hangovers.
You know, for some reason, they don't want to come in unless we pay them. I cannot understand it.
Well, I'll definitely give them a call, and thank you in advance for your time, guys.
Thanks, Jim.
Talk to you later.
Bye-bye.
We got to take a break.
All right, let's take a break.
We are so overdue for a break. Brian's going to come through that window if we don't take a break.
Right.
So we're going to take a break. When we come back, we got lots more show. We also got Rory, Michelle, and your calls and questions at 602-277-5827. It's the Computer Corner. Back after the break.
The reason
I listen to KTAR.
Things like family members. At the